So you're saying that it would be acceptable then for them to keep their job, recognizing that their quitting and losing their livelihood isn't going to have an impact in the long run? I asked with a note of surprise. Was he advocating people continuing to work in morally questionable jobs?
It's very tricky, Howard. I can't say what any given individual would do. Of course, it will depend very much on the individual. There are some individuals who may have stronger restraints coming from their religious faith. This is very tricky, even for a Buddhist, one who, of course, has taken certain vows of non-harm. Say an individual is a Buddhist, and clearly it is ethically better for that person to recognize the potential destructiveness of the action he is part of. Now then, to take the next step, which is to quit. And of course, if there is a realization that simply by quitting it's not going to make any difference, then for the individual to quit and face the consequences of the family suffering in their livelihood and so on, all of this has to be weighed in. So, before we were talking about the case where a person is able to choose the kind of work they do, and therefore choose work that does not harm others, either directly or indirectly. Okay, but this is a case where a person may already have some employment, but later discover that the job might indirectly cause harm. So there you need to take it on a case-by-case basis and take into account all the variables, the nature and the degree of the harm, the person's values, and so on. So that's where individual differences come in.
I wondered about cultural differences as well. Just as there may be individual differences in people's attitudes towards work, from your experience, do you feel that there are cultural differences? Are Eastern or Asian attitudes different from Western attitudes? Or, for example, do Tibetans view work differently than Americans or Europeans or other cultures?
First, I think that it is dangerous to overgeneralize, saying that all Easterners are one way and Westerners are another, as if all people from a region are the same. But having said that, of course, just as there are individual differences, there may be local, national, regional, and cultural differences in people's attitudes toward work. This may affect satisfaction with one's job. For example, in India, there is work, such as serving in restaurants, that is seen as demeaning labor. And this attitude is true for Tibetans who live in India as well. I've known some Tibetans who were working in government offices who would never even consider working in a restaurant here. But then they immigrated to the States, and there they were willing to work even in a restaurant as a dishwasher, and they are perfectly happy. Apparently, they only felt embarrassed when other Tibetans came into the restaurant. This is because that kind of work is not seen as so demeaning in America. So this shows how the surrounding culture can affect satisfaction with one's job.
Well, I'm not sure about that lack of bias against certain jobs in America. I think even in the States, there are cultural attitudes and biases against certain types of work. To a large extent, you're judged based on the status of your job.
But it is much worse in India. There is much more bias against that kind of work. And I think in America, in that kind of capitalist society, one is judged more on the amount of money one makes rather than the precise nature of the job itself. So if a dishwasher is normally made large amounts of money, it would not be considered demeaning. Money is a determining factor. In India or other countries, there may be a bias against the nature of the work itself, being in a serving position. I think the emphasis on freedom and equality in America reduces the prejudice against those kinds of jobs to some extent, as long as it is honest work. So there, it is the human being that is more important than the job. For example, when I went to see former President Jimmy Carter at his home, apart from one guard outside, instead he was very simple. Very down to earth. He was doing his own household things, cooking and all the others. Or when I visit President Václav Havel in the Czech Republic at his home, he is very humble. He answers his own door and so on.